This is A Little Day Music. I'm Kevin Sanders, and welcome in. You know, occasionally Friday afternoons, we like to take a moment to talk to some people who are active in the cultural arts community in the area, and this afternoon will be no exception. So, who do we have in the studio with us today?
My name is Ruth Walks, and I am the Associate Provost for the Arts and Executive Director of the Moss Arts Center here at Virginia Tech.
Tell you what, why don't we just talk a little bit in general about the Moss Arts Center, starting with you're going to be celebrating your fourth anniversary this fall, is that correct?
That is correct. The Moss Arts Center opened in the fall of 2013, and that followed a period of about a three-year construction period here on campus to build the new facility and the complex. So this year in November, we'll be celebrating our fourth anniversary, and that means that this is our fifth full season of programming in the new facilities coming up here this year in 16-17.
I've got some information here that you've got two RSO performances, and you also work with the Southwestern Virginia Ballet and Charlottesville Opera in the past. Can you tell us a little bit about, fill us in on some more of those partnerships you got going on?
Here at the Moss Arts Center, we are bringing in, you know, in any given year, anywhere from 30 to 35 different performing arts programs that occur during our season. We have exhibitions, you know, 10 to 12 exhibitions in our galleries throughout the year as well. And in that mix of things, we are bringing in international artists, national artists, and also working with organizations here in the region and locally. Those regional partnerships have been really wonderful. Over the 4 years, we've been able to have the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra here multiple times. Certainly for their annual Holiday Pops concert, which is a community favorite, and for their Masterworks programs, which have been equally well received and are really wonderful to be able to share here, both to have those performances both in Roanoke and here in Blacksburg. So it's expanded their audiences as well. This past year, we co-presented the Southwest Virginia Ballet in a production of Romeo and Juliet. We've worked with Opera Roanoke in the past, and we're talking to them about next season as well. So those are really key relationships for us as we think about the creative community here in the New River Valley, in the Roanoke Valley, and beyond, and how we can make those connections both for our audiences and the wonderful programming that enables us to bring here, and also how we're supporting those organizations, our colleagues, who are also working in the arts and cultural environment here in Southwest Virginia. We've been able to work with the Crooked Road for 4 years. We've been working with them on programming around the June Mountains of Music Homecoming Festival. Those have been very, very successful and wildly popular as well here. So all of that is really about being able to work with our colleagues and really lifting up the cultural heritage and the wonderful cultural work that's here in our region.
Wow, you got a lot going on.
We do have a lot going on. It's very exciting, yes. And we've, you know, over 4 years, this is the time of year when we work on our year-end reports and things like that, and it's really exciting to look at the upward trajectory and just in pretty much every measurement and attendance and ticket revenue, student engagement, of course, is very important to us as well. And we do a lot of work, in addition to what the public would see with the performances and exhibitions and all of the public events, we have a lot of work that's going on behind the scenes, you know, 80-plus engagement activities each year that includes master classes and workshops and craft talks with art authors and you know, student work that we're supporting and those kinds of things too. So it's a really wonderfully busy place here.
Now, WVTF Music is an NPR affiliate, and I hear you've had some doings with NPR yourself over there.
Yes, we've been very fortunate. We've had a number of artists and folks who are affiliated in our very first season. Ira Glass was here. He did a program, public program with us. We had Jad Abumrad from NPR as well, like 2 years ago. And this coming spring, we've got Sarah Koenig and Julie Snyder, who are the Serial podcast producers and creative team. So that's sort of another interesting connection. We have some really, really great projects like that throughout the year, and it's always a wonderful thing to bring into the mix as well. You know, we've got classical chamber music, we have orchestras, we have some pretty extraordinary dance programming that we bring in, theater. So to have also authors and the people who do that kind of storytelling and radio programming is just a really great aspect, I think, as well to the program.
You know, there's also an angle there that I really wasn't aware of until recently, that you really just don't want to be like a tour stop for artists that come through, that you like to get the community members, audience members involved with what's going on.
Yes, when we are talking to artists and considering them and planning for future seasons, one of the first questions we will ask, in addition to what they're performing or what's the current work that they're going to be touring with, how they can and how they're interested to engage with people in our community. So as I said, that might be, you know, coming in. We've had chamber ensembles who have done a combination of things. They might do master classes with Virginia Tech students in strings. We had one ensemble a couple of years ago that did a community sort of jam session, basically, which was pretty wonderful, with a Haydn piece. And that was amateur musicians and professional musicians of all ages, about 40 people who were on stage following the performance to do just a really amazing jam session, literally, with classical music. And we've had then other sort of community activities. We've had longer-term residencies, artists who make return visits. In our very first season, we had a woman named Elise Witt who does community sings, and she worked over a period of time and did community workshops with singing. That all sort of rolled up and became a part of our community open house when the Moss Arts Center first opened. So we're always looking at ways to really extend the experience and the impact of what we do beyond the stage, beyond the galleries, and go deeper into that work with the artists and with our community.
Also, it isn't, from what I understand, it's not even just text students. We're talking about communities like in the schools and so forth. Is there some outreach that you've done with that?
We do have a strong commitment to young people in the region and to the communities beyond the campus. Each year we do school matinee performances, for example. We'll do three or four or five of those throughout the year. Those typically will fill up our 1,100-seat theater here, and for varying ages. So that is something that we offer and provide free of charge to the community, and working with partner schools. We've had children from as far away as Abingdon, Virginia. So it's something that there's a great need here in our region, and something we want to continue doing and building on. We've also taken artists into schools to do workshops and to do hands-on activities with the kids there. We've hosted student and young artist exhibitions in our galleries. And all of that is just a really important part of the fabric of what we do here. We're working in even farther away communities to see how we might be able to develop some model programs that work with after-school music programs, for example, or visual arts programming, particularly in rural regions where young people really do not have the kind of access to arts and art making that we would hope they would have. So we see that as a part of our extended work for the Moss Arts Center, and really for Virginia Tech as a land-grant university, to figure out how we can be positively impacting our region through the arts, and especially through young people.
Well, it seems like you're so busy with the anniversary and all of the things that you have going on, but I understand there's some good news. I believe you've received a grant.
This past year, the Moss Arts Center, we applied for and received, as one of five entities in the nation, a Building Bridges grant. This is a program offered through the Association of Performing Arts Professionals and funded by the Doris Duke Foundation for Islamic Art. And it's a really incredible program seeking to build deeper understanding and knowledge of Muslim societies and cultures, using the arts as a leverage to do that. So we have a project which is really going to have most of its activity in this coming year, is called Salam, Exploring Muslim Cultures. And we have a variety of public events that will be associated with that. We have particular groups of students here at the university who are going to be working on workshops and leadership and service learning. In the spring, we'll have a group of students who will be presenting their own work as they've been exploring this through the year with guest artists that we're bringing in. So there'll be a culminating student presentation then. And we also will be sponsoring a course in the spring around arts and social transformation that will dig deeper into those issues as well. The purpose of the grant program which is a national program, is focused on millennials. So it does have sort of a targeted audience, which is really just perfect for our campus community as we look at how we can engage students more deeply in these conversations, understanding the arts and the culture and having that kind of exposure, but also being able to have these conversations with their peers and colleagues to understand one another better. So we were just thrilled to be given the grant and to really be able to pursue this work here at Virginia Tech. We've got great support both on campus and in the community. We've had a working group that's been building these plans really for several years now, and they've just been terrific. And it's, and again, another very important part of the outreach that we're trying to accomplish here.
Are there any other areas like theater, dance that is performed at the Massa Arts Center?
We do have a full array of programming that we're presenting in our performances. We consider ourselves a multidisciplinary performing arts center, so that means we do cover music, theater, and dance. Within music, we absolutely have some amazing classical chamber music. We've got contemporary classical music as well, and that's an area I think we're going to be delving more into in alignment with Virginia Tech's strategies and developments in terms of creativity and innovation and so on. So that's, a really exciting area. We have orchestras that are coming in, and we have, very strong commitment to global international programming, diverse voices, underrepresented voices. So we've got next year, in fact, we have three international orchestras who are all coming in doing very, very different repertoire, but very wonderful program. The China National Symphony Orchestra will be here on the actual Chinese New Year, which is February 16, and they're going to be, their conductor for that will be Tan Dun, who's probably one of the most famous contemporary Chinese composers. So he will be conducting, and they'll be performing some of his work, which is really wonderful. We've got an orchestra coming from Cuba, one from Sweden, of course, alongside the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra, who will be here as well. So those have been really, really well-received programs, and I think opportunities to hear different repertoire performed by artists from different parts of the country. Similarly, we have in this international vein category we call World Beats. Related to our Building Bridges grant, we have an incredible group coming in called Ni Oz, and they will be doing a program that is a real mix of Sufi poetry, contemporary music. There's a lot of video projection, so it's very visual as well as the contemporary world sound music that they're bringing. We also have the Maria Schneider Orchestra, which is just an outstanding jazz big band. Maria Schneider is one of the leading women in jazz here in the country today. So that will be a really wonderful closeout to our season in May. And I think that's probably one of the things I think is most exciting, certainly for us who are programming here, and for our audience, is really this diverse mix of programs that we're bringing into Blacksburg. So people really can get a taste of all forms of contemporary and classical work here. Dance has been one of those areas, certainly, I think, where we've been able to bring in programming that just was not available at all before here in this region. So we like to have a mix of the master modern dance companies like the Limon Company, who will be here this year, as well as really a very, very contemporary expressions and some of the younger choreographers who are doing exciting things. We have the Urban Bushwomen. We've got Dorrance Dance, which is electronic tap music, which is, people think, oh, it's tap dance. It is tap dance like you've never seen before. Michelle Dorrance is just sort of all over the place these days across the country, and her company is doing some really exciting work. It's definitely percussive, and the music really is coming out of the feet of her company members. So we have all kinds of things like that that are very visual and very stimulating and cross-cutting, especially this coming season. I think we've got some pretty exciting stuff ahead.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
And we've been speaking with Ruth Walks, Associate Provost for the Arts and Executive Director of the Moss Arts Center.